Last week we spoke about the closing se'ifim of Resh Pei Vav together with one of the se'ifim Resh Tavi Aleph, the issue of rentals, the issue of removing mezuzahs. And we turn our attention now to begin Resh Pei Zayin, to the halachas of doorways. Resh Pei Vav was all about rooms, the bayis. Now we look at the mezuzahs. Well, what last week and this week have in common, together with what we focus on next week, which is to continue the discussion of doorways and also to look at the halachas of bedikas and mezuzah. I think these 3 weeks we're covering are probably the most common shilas in hilchos mezuzah. Taking mezuzahs down and how you deal with rentals comes up a lot. And the issues of doorways come up plenty. When you're looking through a house, you're doing a walkthrough, hopefully in the next couple of weeks, we'll probably figure out where and how we could do a hands-on work through, if we don't put together some sort of VR mezuzah work through. We'll see when we look around, and you'll notice as you learn these sugyas, the issues of doorways come up. Even though Resh Pei Vav is so big, Resh Pei Zayin is so small, there's so much to say about what makes a room chayiv, both in terms of the dira, in terms of the structure, but the issues of psachim come up disproportionately. So let's take a look. There are two major issues that come up over the course of Sif Aleph, and then we'll be looking later on at the issue that's raised in Sif Beis. So the Resh Pei Zayin Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch seems to only raise one issue, while the Torah and the Beis Yosef raise two. Because there are two sugyas, well, as we saw, on Lamed Daled Amud Aleph, the top of Lamed Daled Aleph of Menachos. The second issue was the issue of how many mezuzahs do you need? The first issue, the sugya Pisma da Akrana, is a question of whether you need one mezuzah or two mezuzahs. What is a mezuzah? And it's striking. You look at Shulchan Aruch. You wouldn't have looked at Tur Beis Yosef. You look at Shulchan Aruch. Sounds like he's just raising one issue. And Shulchan Aruch says, "Ein pesach chayv mezuzah ela mikayisho shtei mezuzos umashkov." You need to have two mezuzahs and a mashkov. Going back to the Tanoim, we saw that was a machlokas Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. The machlokas Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Whether you need to, everyone agrees you have to have mezuzah on the right, but is that sufficient, or you only have mezuzah if you have both the mezuzah on the right and mezuzah on the left? Again, we're using the word mezuzah interchangeably in the two senses. As we saw earlier, posts sometimes differentiate between mezuzahs ha-pesach and mezuzahs ha-klaf. The mezuzah, in terms of the doorpost, the architectural segment, and the mezuzah ha-klaf, in terms of the holy scroll, which we attach to it. Just to put that into perspective a little bit, bear in mind that in biblical Hebrew, mezuzah means mezuzah ha-pesach. And it's the language of Chazal in which mezuzah also means what we usually mean when we say mezuzah, which is mezuzah ha-klaf. When we speak in English, so then we only use the word Hebrew mezuzah to mean the klaf, in the sense of Mishnaic Hebrew. But mezuzah in Tanakh means the doorpost. So you only a pesach is only chai of mezuzah, so you have to have a doorpost, you have to have a mezuzah on the right side, l'chol ha'deis. V'chachamim hold, Remeir hold, that's enough. If I have mezuzah on the right side and no mezuzah on the left side, m'chayim. And Chacham say, no, you're only chayim if you have a mezuzah mi'imin u mi'smol. And again, just remember what that looks like, because if you begin to learn the sugi, you wonder, well, how do you have a doorway without a left side? What is there? I mean, like, have like a half a house, just cut, chopped down the middle. What's going on? So the most common situation which this comes up, although as we progress, move back to Surah Pisachal Akron, we'll see the other situation that comes up also. Most obvious, if you're looking from a bird's eye view, is you have a house that looks like this. Right, so here you have your outer room A, and then you go in, let's say, from a dining room to a kitchen or something like that. And there's the wall extends on the right side only. The left side, when you're standing in the dining room looking into the kitchen, so the right side is closed off with the wall, the left side is open. So
Here you have a beautiful doorway, but here the wall on the left side, the wall just extends. There's no pitzin. There's no door for the side. There's no mezuzah. So that's an example of mezuzah mimin, but not mismol. As opposed to, let's say, if you flipped it, and as you're looking in from the dining room to the kitchen, the left side is occluded by a wall, and the right side is open. So in that case, you have a mezuzah mismol, but the right side is straight. So in case you have a mezuzah mismol, but the right side is just a wall that extends, so that mechadeis is pater. In this case, you have a mezuzah mimin, that's where you have a machlokas. Right, Remeir says chayiv, and the chacham say pater. So that's the Gemara. Now, I'm discussing the point that's machlokas hatanayim, and the Mechaber quotes the Rif and the Rambam, as he typically does, that who passed that chachamim, machlokas Remeir the chachamim, passed that chachamim. That's not a surprising psak. It's not surprising the Rif and the Rambam would have such a psak. And stage two, it's not surprising that the Mechaber is following the Rif and the Rambam, as he typically does. The Shah, and the Ramad doesn't comment, but the Shach does. The Shach and the Vilna Gaon both do. The Shach and Sif Katan Aleph says, well, Das HaRosh V'Atur, that Filein L'Mezuzah Achas. Yechayv, even if you only have mezuzah, potentially even only one mezuzah. And he explains. What do you mean there's only one mezuzah? What's going on the other side? Mitzad echad ovi ha-kosel lahala me-ha-pesach. On one side you have a mezuzah, on the other side the wall just extends forward. So then, depends which side it's on. Mitzad yiman yechayv, mitzad small part. Okay, that's the approach with the rush and the tour. Anyway, in Yerucham, and then the Shach says, V'nirat yikbenim below bracha. Machlokas, so he showed him. The Mechaber just says, Pater. Shach says, it's a machlokas, more or less Ashkenazim Svardim. Machlokas, Rif Rambam versus Rosh Tur Ben Yeruchim. Ben Yeruchim is a little bit of a crossover figure for the Ashkenazim Svardim. So Shach says, machlokas, canonical Rishonim, clash of titans here. So it's a suffix daraisa. The Shach is not ready to say we pass like the Rosh against the Rif and the Rambam, and be koveh with the bracha. Is let's treat a suffix daraisa. So misafik put up a bracha, you put up a mezuzah. On the other hand, misafik you would not make a bracha. And the Vilna Gaon, Kid Darko says it somewhat more tersely, and also adds a piece. The classic Be'er Agra, Sirkan Aleph. It says Menachas Lamedalim Aleph Vakachacham. That's the source for the Shulchan Aruch. His standard job is to give the source for Shulchan Aruch in as few words as possible. So he says source is Menachas Lamedalim Aleph Vakachacham. Done. And then he says, however, Aval Harosh Vatur Pasukur Meir. He points out because other Tanaim hold like him. Kiva holds like him. This one holds like him. He says. Then he's explained, why would you pass him like a mayor? Because it's not just your mayor, the Kiva. That raises the stake. And the chain, the Kamar Kamankar mayor, Amadamar mayor, etc. In other words, the Gemara is handling the fear of mayor, so yes, it's true that they have the Chachamim say, Mezuzah Mimin is Pater. But number one, there are multiple Tanaim who hold Mezuzah Mimin is Chayim. And number two, the Sugya of the Amorah, the fact that Amorah are Pukli, according to that position, the position of mayor makes it sound like maybe they were assuming like a mayor. And as a matter of fact, I believe that is something that you will see the Rush say more than other Rishonim. The Sugi Dishmaita, the Amoram are poopling that way, that's a raya, suing for the Rush, that the Amoram felt that way. So although there's a rule, Yachiram Lachagrabim, but there could be exceptions to the rule. I believe that is generally something the Rush would say more than the Rif and Rambam. Certainly here. Then they go and say, yeah, that's what's driving the rush. It's a machlokas hatanayim, then a machlokas rishonim had a paskin. Tov. And then you have the issue that didn't even make it to the page of the Shulchan Aruch. But it didn't make it to the page of the Torah. And that is the sugya of Pisra
the akrona. The tour has it at the end, but what happens if you don't actually have mezuzos, but you have the walls end, and the tour says, yeah, you're chayav. That's interesting, the mechaber didn't bother talking about it. Clue number one. So let's take a peek at that gemara, a small gemara, and incredibly relevant. Amemer says, yeah, pischa de akrona is chayav the mezuzah. What's a pischa de akrona? So Rashi explains, Rashi's approach is that the corner of the house is missing. And we're thinking about corner of the house, corner of the room. Think about a simple... Think about a simple square rectangular room. So normally we would think about a room that's looking like this. And you have an entrance, you know, three solid walls, and the fourth wall has an entrance in the middle. So the piece of the akrona, Rashi says, means this. You're missing a corner. In other words, there's pieces cut out of two walls. So the whole corner is missing. You take a look at the Rosh and his son, the Tor, follows him. They talk about a different case. So this is Pisachar according to Rashi. The Rosh talks about this. Where you're missing the entire fourth wall. Rashi has, you have all four walls, just you're missing pieces of two. But Rashi has, you're missing the fourth wall, Lagamre. Yeah, so what does the Gemara say? So the Gemara says, well, what's the din? So Meimar said, Chayv. And Rav Ashi said, absolutely potter. For less like Ptzimim, you don't have Ptzimim, and there's no mezuzah. Which is a good point. There's no mezuzah. So what does he respond? Amalei, Adi Ptzimim. Here are the Ptzimim. Here they are. So what does that mean? They are. So Rashi explains. No, meaning you don't have any separate piece. What you have instead is just the wall edge, Rosh Hashanah. So what Amemar is responding is that Rosh Hashanah count as a pitzim. Rosh Hashanah count as a pitzim. So that's the machlokas amaron. The Gemara seems to say Rosh Hashanah counts as a pitzim. That's the Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah count as a pitzim. Now it's important to appreciate number one, the machlokas Rashi versus the Russian tour is pretty significant, because what Rashi is saying is that Rosh Hashanah means that the tips of the walls point towards the Chalal HaPesach. Whether it's like the case Rashi actually describes, the actual Rashi's translation of Pesach Akrona, that you're missing these part of, you know, let's say in this case, I'm missing the southern end of the western wall, the western end of the southern wall, but they would point like this. Or, I don't see that often, the more typical case is where it looks like this. So the tips of the wall point in towards the space. But what you're missing looks normal, except what you're missing is you don't have this added separate frame. I don't have a separate frame. The wall just ends. You'll see it a lot of times in homes. You'll see it less frequently in commercial architecture like this building. You have all the time at home, let's say, between the living room and dining room. Some people have, the living room and dining room would be a beautiful wooden door frame. Maybe there are white wall, off-white walls with a stained wooden door frame. That's one look. Another look is, you have off-white walls or pale green walls, they just end. They're just neat sheetrock, and it just ends. And there's no piece, there's no frame. That's Rosh Hashanah. Now the Rosh goes a step further. But again, that's the approach of the Rosh. And if you look in the Nosei Kalim of the Rif, that's what they say also. You look at the Ruke Yosef, and you look at the Rilunel, you look at the Riaz and the Shilta Giborim. All of them are on Davav Mraf Dapi Rif. So they're all talking along the lines of Rosh. The Rosh Hashanah Achayv Mezuzah, and Rosh Hashanah means that the walls point, the tips of the walls point into the Chalal HaPasach. The Rosh takes us to a whole other level, because the Rosh says, you don't, Rosh Eksal Marchayim, and you don't even need the walls, the tips of the walls, to point inward, to point at the space. They can either be perpendicular. So if you have, because if you have three walls, and as the Rosh says, the fourth side is totally empty, so they're really pointing here, let's say here, well, you have the top, left, and right, north, west, and east walls are all there, the southern side is totally open. So these walls are pointing down, south. But the space, the Chalal Pesach obviously is to the side. So the Rashi, it sounds like, would say that's not Rosh Hashanah. Or those Rosh Hashanah, they can't say Adip Hatzimim, they're not pointing towards the door space. While the Rosh, and the Torah quotes his father, that's the last line, the Torah in Sif Aleph, in a Pesach Mamale Kol HaRuach, Kazeh, Chayiv, Shekos Lehabayi Sheminat Stadim Chashuv and Kimzuzos, even though they're perpendicular to the door space. That could come up, and how's that going to come up? How do you even have that? Only three sides. You can have it if you have a one-room structure. The whole building is only one room, and you have three walls. Okay, so you have some sort of outdoor pavilion, and you have three walls and a roof, but no for the fourth one. Sorry,
a garage or something.
Maybe a garage. A garage where the whole fourth side opens up the gamma. Is that you can lift the door and there isn't even anything? Maybe
a tool shed,
maybe. Or it could come up in a house if it looks something like it comes in a house. And where do these walls go? Well, they could look something like this, or like this. Right, here's a larger room, ballroom, and then you have this side room that has the walls that extend into the larger room. Or remember, it could even be just mitzad echad. Okay, especially since the Rosh holds that mezuzah miyamin alone is chayiv, so even if it looked something like this, let's say I'm going in here, then I'm going in is that way, so here on the left side there's nothing, but on the right side here's my Rosh Kosa. Yeah. Sorry?
It would be funny to have that now.
It does look a little bizarre. You will see it's rare to see in contemporary architecture. Contemporary architecture is probably more like to have a Rush type of case than a shed or a pavilion or something like that. It's important to note that even the Rush would agree, though, that this is possible. Even the Rush L'chora would agree that that is potter, because here there isn't any tip at all. If you just have an alcove, a simple alcove, which you will have more often, you go in here, and then here's an alcove. You have three walls, but there's no tip. You don't have that. You just have, it just angles away. In a situation like that,
if you have fancy molding going up, which kind of protrudes, which could technically...
Yes, so if it's merely there for... Well, let's hold off for now. It's all for now. Sometimes you might say that's asur l'noi. A situation like this, where there's really nothing extending that way, I really have open the fourth side, and there's just decorative molding, that might be asur l'noi, as we saw in the Reish Peivav and Pater. So again, maybe let's get ourselves organized here a little bit. A case like this, or like this, even Rashi holds is high, where the Rosh Eksam actually point towards the door space. Right? So that's for Rashi Yerchai and for the Rashi Yerchai.
less likely to be chayav are situations where you only have where the rosh hakselem point away from the door space, perpendicular door space, like that, or like that. And so in that case, Rashi Lachar would say you're patur, but the Rosh would say you're chayav. And then you have a case where you have an alcove and then the wall, there isn't even any tip at all, there's just a corner and then it angles away. L'chora, even the Rosh would say you're patur. The Chovos Hadar suggests maybe that you are chayav based on the sugya of Chatzik Dola Chatzik Tana in Erevin. I think our Rebbe, I believe that in that case you are patur. There's no tip that's protruding, you're patur even according to the Rosh. Question.
Why didn't the corner where the two walls meet count as a tip over there? I mean, the Rosh says that when it's missing the fourth wall going in, as long as you have those walls pointing downward. So why don't those walls, when they're still pointing down over there when you're entering in?
Because there's a Rosh Kosel. There's an end to the wall. So that tip, it's that tip. Because remember, we would have thought, Rav Ashi says, you need a doorpost. Where are your doorposts? There are no doorposts. There are no doorposts. If you take this off, what type of door? Where's your mezuzah? So Abnei says, I'll tell you a chiddush, but I don't need an actual separate doorpost, door frame that's installed onto the wall. The fact the wall ends at the Rosh HaKselem, Adiv Petzimah, those are the doorposts. So Bapashtra says it's only if you have a doorpost that actually ends. In other words, there's space on both sides. It's so to speak, there's space on three sides. There's a space over here and over here. And let's say this case that Rashi talks about. Right? So here's a dining room and here's the kitchen. So here's a Rosh Koso, right? And it's pointing towards this space in between. Right? There's an opening on the fourth wall. So this is a Rosh Kosel because it's surrounded by space on three sides. There's space on the dining room side, there's space on the kitchen side, and then there's a Chol HaPesach. So that's a tip. That's an end. That's a Rosh Kosel. But if it looks like this, there isn't space on three sides. There's space on two sides. That's not a Rosh Kosel. Remember, we would have thought that you actually need an actual post, a separate post. You don't need an actual post enough. You have a Rosh Kosel, but Rosh Kosel l'chora means that you actually have a free tip. There's space on both sides. L'chora. You will sometimes see situations like this where people will put up a mezuzah over here. Our Rebbe would not advocate for that. Okay, but yeah, another question.
If there was a regular door frame, then there would be.
If there was an actual door frame, then you actually have a door frame. Yeah, you actually have a door frame. But if you don't have a door frame, you're looking for a Rosh HaKselem to serve as your door frame. You don't even have a Rosh HaKselem. You need something. If not actual Patsimi, you need something. And then, but then we look at the Shulchan Aruch. And we wonder, as we did before, this is like a vigorous discussion. Rosh is going to come up, Rosh HaKselem. Shulchan Aruch never breathes a word about it. The truth is, it's not Shulchan Aruch's fault. Who else never breathed a word? Rambam. Rambam never talks about Rosh HaKselem. I mean, it's a fair Rosh Gemara. A neighbor says a deep sinim. What happened? It just disappeared? Rambam's mashmet. It's Kedai, by the way, when we chazer, which is coming soon, in chazering Hilchos Mezuzah, you have a chance to sort of look at now that we're kovetz al yad, we're sort of learning piece by piece, but once we learn about piece by piece all the way through, go back and chazer with a bigger picture perspective as well. One thing you might want to do is work away, look through Chovos Hadar as a whole, so reorganize everything into his organization. It's one tool that can help in Chazara, in addition to Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, Rosh, Rambam. Another thing to do is to learn Rambam on the Seder, because we were looking through our pieces here, pieces there. Rambam has two prakim. Much of that first parakeh is going to be as a Safra's issues. It's sort of like a globe to go straight to the Rambam. It sort of gives like a global perspective. And you notice things, now that we've seen all of it, you'll sort of put the pieces together.
in a useful, very useful way. And you'll begin to notice when you look at the whole picture, number one, what he puts where, and how he organizes, and how he contextualizes different dinim and details. You also notice what he doesn't put anywhere. Hashmatas of the Rambam. Now, how can he left it out? Now, the Rambam leaves things out if he holds it's not l'halacha, because the Rambam's goal in Mishnah Torah was to quote all the maskanos of the Torah Shel HaPeh. So, often the Rambam will say, Machlok Tav Sugis, and we have possibly, we pass in like Sugya X and not Sugya Y, so he'll just leave Sugya Y out entirely, because it's not l'halacha. The question is, well, where did Rosh Hashanah go? Where is it? So he doesn't quote it, it sounds like it means he doesn't hold it. Well, you don't hold of it. What other Sugya disagrees? The answer is L'chora, I think, that he thinks that this is a machlokas, a Amemar, and Ravashi. We read the Gemara, it says, Amemar had a psak, Ravashi had a kash, Amemar said, I have a teretz. Done, a deep etzimim. End of the story. But it could be the Rambam said, okay, that was Amemar's approach, and Ravashi disagreed, and I paskin like Ravashi. Now, how do you know? But still, where does he paskin like Ravashi? So if you look at the Rambam carefully, there are places where he never mentions Rosh Hashanah. He already never mentions Rosh Hashanah, but it's more. He keeps talking about, he says, Asaratam Yesh Rabbi, the first halacha in Parak Shishi, that foundational list of ten tanan. The first one was asked to be Arbanos. Second one was it has to have shtei mezuzos. I mean, you need to actually have mezuzos, not merely Rosh Hashanah. Lich Ora. I think that's how the Rambam even said, look, the very next sugya sounds like we keep talking about mezuzos. As a matter of fact, the Rambam becomes even more specific when you look at Halacha Gimel, where he uses the language Petzimim. Right? Achsadja has three Ksalim and a Tikra. Even though it has two Petzimim Ruach Revias, no, those Petzimim don't count because they're Laha Metikra. You need Petzimim. Now it's subtle. You can say, no, that's worse. We're trying to say why those Petzimim don't count. Although it's also worth noticing, okay, but don't you have the three walls? The Rambam would say, okay. The Rush would say, fine, there the Rush Iksum are blocked by the Petzimim, which don't count. But the language, and certainly the fact that he leaves out Rush Iksum makes it sound like he doesn't pass from like a Meimar's Adi Petzimim. And the fact that he does use language of you need mezuzos, now which again, you could say, everyone agrees, the question is what a mezuzah is. But L'chor, he said, we're not accepting, he never quotes a Meimar's Chiddush. So we're still at stage one, which is a mezuzah means an actual mezuzah, an actual post, an actual petzim. L'chor means that at the very least, that he understands it's an open machlokas amoran, and he paskins, like Ravashi, that you need actual patsinim and Rosh Hashanah don't count. And the Maamar Kovetz, I put in there a ritva and Erevin, the Mishnah is Yaakov in the Tshuva, Sikhsim and Kuf Chav Gimel, and the Tshuva is in the Chelik Arachayim, the Ramaschal Dehine, which in the classical prints is Amud Kuf Nun. Mishnah is Yaakov points out the ritva and others seem to say you need real patsinim. So l'chora, there are three shitos in Rishonim when all the dust settles. There's the Rosh who says Rosh Hashanah very broadly. You can hear Rosh Hashanah that don't even point towards the Chalal HaPasach, even just as an open fourth wall. Then you have Rashi who says yes Rosh Hashanah, but you need Rosh Hashanah that point inward. And then you have the Rambam and perhaps the Ritva who say Rosh Hashanah never count. You need real Petzim. I think it was Mayor Orlean who pointed out to me that it seems like there's a triple machlokas Rosh and Rambam, which they present separately, but it seems like there's almost like a common theme. The Rambam requires two sides, not just one. The Rambam requires actual patsinim, not just Rosh Hashanah. And the Rambam requires a door. Whereas the Rosh, does not, like most Rishonim, do not require a door. Tosis explicitly doesn't require a door. And you don't require actual patsinim, it's enough just to have Rosh Hashanah. You only need two Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Kosel from the right side is sufficient. He said, like the Rambam requires a door deluxe. The full accoutrements. You need to have both sides with a real frame and a door. The whole, like, you can imagine, like you go to the Home Depot, you can buy a door. You get the frame, mashko from mezuzos, and a door hinged on and reattached. The Rambam wants the full set. And the Rosh is willing to take a very, very, very minimalistic doorway. I can't prove that they're necessarily taller b'ha b'ha. You might find Rishonim who hold like the Rambam on some and the Rosh on the other, on others, but it's certainly an intriguing way to contextualize this machlokas. So when you look at the Shulchan Aruch, so once again the Shulchan Aruch doesn't even mention this. The Rosh Hashanah, he requires shtei mezuzos, which not only means shtei as opposed to just yamin, it also means perhaps mezuzos as opposed to merely Rosh Hashanah. The Shach does not raise it either, but the Taz and Sifkatan Aleph does. And he seems to be willing to not only accept the Rashi, but even the Tur, which is the Rosh, in terms of even the broader sense of Rosh Hashanah, the Dovin point in. Three closing points. Number one is that the Taz quotes from the Tur that, however, it can be Piskei Shimoi. As the Gemara says, it can't be a broken down doorway, which if you hold the Rosh Hashanah, so you're not requiring Ketzimin, but it needs to at least be a smooth Rosh Kosel. If it's a bumpy Rosh Kosel, Eva Nechaz Eva Nyotze, that already, even for Rashi and the Rosh, who accept the idea of Rosh Kosel, but that doesn't qualify as a Rosh Kosel. Closing point number two is that you need a Mashko, and that's actually very, very relevant. If you hold the Rosh Kosel, if you hold like the Rambam, at least from Achmer, for Rashi and Rosh against the Rambam, so you don't need a separate frame on the side, you also need a separate frame on the top, but you do need the wall to drop. The same way you need the walls on the side to protrude, either for Rashi towards the doorway, or at least to protrude with tips that line up with the doorway, you also need a drop from the top. In other words, if you have walls that protrude from the side, but the ceiling, but those walls go straight up to the ceiling, there's no drop from the ceiling protruding downwards, you don't have a mashkof. Then you for sure potter. You need a mashkof, and you need a mashkof with lines up with the mezuzah miyamin. Now, we're machmer to put up a mezuzah, even if you only have a mezuzah miyamin, not mismal, like that other sheet of the Rosh, but you have to have a mezuzah miyamin and a mashkof. Maybe you don't need a mezuzah mismal, but you need a mezuzah miyamin and a mashkof, and they need to line up. So if you have a wall protruding on the right side, and then there's a drop from the ceiling, a piece coming down, a mashkof, but that's a few inches further, that's not a pesach. I need to have a mezuzah miyamin and a mashkof line up. That is point number two. And then finally, point number three, about the tzura of a door, Sif Beis is a detail. We'll get to a mitzvah shem next week. And what do you do when you're whether it's a pitzim or Rosh Kosel, but if it's not just neat right angles of vertical pieces and horizontal crosses, what do you do if it's round? You have a rounded archway, how do you deal with that? That's the sugya numa. That specific case we'll get to in Sif Beis. But the Pischei Tshuva quotes, and this is our third closing point, after Evan Nichman's Evan Yotze and Mashkov, is the Pischei Tshuva and Sifkar Na'alf quotes an intriguing note of Yehuda. And there's such an archetypal Pischei Tshuva that you look up the note of Yehuda, I believe it's pages long. Riots back and forth. The Pischei Tshuva, obviously not going to hear all the riots, the Pischei Tshuva gives you the note of Yehuda in two lines. Ayin Tshuva is not Behuda, and almost half those two lines is just telling you where to look in the Behuda. Ayin Tshuva is not Behuda, Tinyana, Chelek Yardeh, because he had two rounds of Archaim Yardeh and Ezra and Chosh Mishpah. And there's a second set of Tshuvas that were printed later in life, or printed maybe posthumously by his family. So this is round two. Tinyana Yerchel Yardei Tinyana Simikuf Peidalet. He talks about what do you do. Sometimes you'll have this in front of street storefronts in a city street, or to save space, you want to have the entrance, the nice front door entrance for customers, but you also need a service entrance where you deliver merchandise. So if you're in a suburban context, so there's plenty of room to have service entrance on the side, service entrance around the back. But if it's a crowded urban storefront, so you give them the service entrance on the back. You don't want the delivery people to be delivering through the front door. That gets in the way of customers. So often you'll have built into the sidewalk, there are metal double doors that open up. And there's a chute or some sort of ramp. And they bring in, that's the service entrance. And they bring in, and then they'll bring up the stuff from the basement up through the back of the store onto the store level. So that sort of horizontal doorway, and it has everything. It has frame from all four sides, whatever you think is mashkof, up, down, whatever you want to call mashkof. It has a frame from all four sides. It has doors. Lamahadrin, this is a Rambam Pesach. You got it all. Real ptibim from all sides with a door. Gevaldik. Says the Yehuda, absolutely potter. A martef, a cellar or storage area. Shepisrahu al shatach haaretz. The door is on the ground level. I mean, it's horizontal on the face of the ground level. Patim mezuzah. Why? Right, the kedushin of chavbeis and the sukkis of Eved Ivri of all places. Because the Gemara there talks about it. The pasuk says that's another din of delos. Think about where in Chumash. Where you have Dim Dereis of Pesach, of Dallas, so you think of a mezuzah, you think I made Pesach Sevia by Nahar Marasa, made by Karbanas, and by, comes up when you're talking about the Chiluk Machanos, or Mechitzas for Azar versus Non-Azar, and Yotzei, and Sukkot and Pesachim, and Ritzia has to be done to Dallas. You do Ritzia into the year of the Eved Ivri, he wants to say Pashesh. The Gemara says, That if you have a door that's lying on the ground, just like a mezuzah is ma'umad, so too the delos has to be ma'umad. You have a delos which is detached and just lying there on the table, you can't have the eved lie down the door and do the ritzi into the door. It has to be a standing door, just like a mezuzah is standing. And then Yehuda understands it doesn't just mean installed as opposed to loose, it means vertical as opposed to horizontal. So by depth, they said, look at the Gemara's. The assumption is that mezuzah is vertical. We're saying, therefore, even delos has to be vertical. But you see that it's a given that mezuzah means vertical. So if they're all horizontal, you could say you have four mashkofim, but you have no mezuzah. And therefore, you're pater. It's going to come up in a commercial context in the situation I described before, the martif, the door built into the sidewalk that leads you into the basement. To become in a residential context, and the door to the attic. So oftentimes, the door to the attic is horizontal. You have some sort of pull-down door, maybe there's stairs attached or not, whatever it is, but typically the doorway is horizontal. And again, it probably will have a frame, and it has a door. So sometimes the attic doorway is put there anyways because it's barely used. But depending on how different homes operate differently. Let's say you have a door that you use a fair amount of time. Right? Okay, it's an otsar, but we go up every week or two to get stuff. We use our attic frequently. But still, the Yehuda says, absolutely putter, because a horizontal doorway is not a doorway. A horizontal mezuzah is not a mezuzah. You need at the very least, to be chai bevadai, you need mezuzah mimin umismol, and you need petzimim mimin umismol. But to be chayim tam safek, it could be even Rosh Hashanah and even just a Rosh Kosel mi'amin. But still, that Rosh Kosel mi'amin, that one has to be straight and smooth and not jagged and unfinished. And it needs to be accompanied by a mashkof. And the Rosh Kosel mi'amin needs to be vertical. If it's horizontal, that's maybe a mashkof, but that's not a mezuzah. You need at least a vertical mezuzah mi'amin capped, matched, with a mashkof from on top in order to be chayiv. So these are the issues that go into the core definition of what a doorway is. And again, you have the maximalist position of the Rush, and then the minimalist position of the maximalist position of the Rambam, who requires mezuzah min umismol like the sheet of the Chachamim, and requires actual petzimim will not sell for Rosh Hashanah like Ravashi. Meanwhile, the Rush, it does follow Meir that even mezuzah miyamin suffices, and follows Amemar, the Amora Amemar, that Rosh Kosel miyamin can take the place of a petzim. And then we saw a further machlokas with, assuming passing like Amemar, is a machlokas Rashi and Rush. How do you define what the case is? Which seems to be possibly not just a machlok in terms of parshanut of the language of the Gemara, but a machlok in terms of the halacha. Rashi might not accept the Rush's version of Rosh Hashanah. But Lamaisa, the Taz does quote the Rush and the Torah. It's a Torah quotes the Rush. The Taz quotes the Rush. So the Chora, again, as you point out, the Rush's type of Rosh Hashanah doesn't come up that often. We have Rashi types in our homes. They'll find Rashi star Rosh Hashanah where the tips protrude and point towards the door space. That's much more common. But Lamasa, not only would we put up a mezuzah, albeit without a bracha, on Rashi's style Rosh Hashanah, we would even, lahalacha, put up a mezuzah on Rush-style Rosh Hashanah, provided that you have at least miyamin, and that you have a mashkof that lines up with that pitzim or Rosh Kosel miyamin. Questions? Yeah?
Can we just... Clarify, you mentioned a couple of times that the
mashkof
needs to line up. What exactly needs to line up?
I'm trying to how do you draw that?
Can you just, I guess, show us some?
I guess so. What I mean by line up is that typical doorway, if I put my marker on the doorpost, the side doorpost, and I go all the way up, I eventually hit the mashkof. The mashkof is directly above the doorposts, directly above the mezuzahs. It's rare to have it with a frame, because frames are always solid. That's the way we buy frames pre-made. But if you deal with Rosh Hashanah, you might have the walls come out here, but if I follow the Rosh Kosel up, the tip up to the ceiling, I'll just get to the ceiling. But then if I move forward, walk in another step or two, then there's the drop. The drop and the Rosh Kosel from the side are like this. Instead of like this.
Yeah.
You won't see it often, but every once in a while you'll see it, and but or if there's no drop at all. The first thing you look is there a mashkov. All these funny cases. There's no mashkov, nothing to talk about.
So the mashkov is...
I believe Moshe Feinstein points it out. Just like if I have on one side the wall just extends, that's not a Rosh Kosel. So it's also true that the ceiling just goes straight with no drop. It's not a mashkov.
So there's no din that the mashkof has to end anywhere near the mezuzah.
Oh, that is their space.
Because it would line up, I was just curious what you...
I never thought that. I'm not sure. I mean, if it does line up, but there's a gap between them?
Either a gap, or even if it goes, if the mashkof, like when it talks about a kibbutz or something, if it extends further, sometimes you...
I'm not sure.
There are apartments here where if you walk into their kitchen, they have like the there's like a small eating area, like a fridge and a whatever table, and then the actual cooking area are separated by a wall that's maybe only hip high.
Oh,
that's my apartment.
I'm glad you raised that. So that's actually I'm glad you pointed that. That's another Pesach Teshuvah, which I think we touched on earlier because it happened to be quoted earlier, even though it really belongs here. I'm glad you raised that. Pesachei Teshuva earlier, Resh Pei Vav, he quoted it earlier because it was at the Sif in Resh Pei Vav about Schanuyos, which was Resh Pei Vav Sif Yud Aleph. So the context of the case is a store context, but the issue really is a Tzuras HaPesach issue. Pesachei Teshuva, Resh Pei Vav, the end of Se'if Katan Yud in the Pesachei Teshuva. He quotes the Nesilas in his Siddur, the Derech HaChaim Siddur. He says, apparently this was at the time not so common in kitchens, but it was common in stores. He had a counter,
So you want to sort of divide. You want to be able to talk to people over a half wall. So you would have something like a Dutch, some sort of Dutch door. The way he describes it, if you look back, exactly as he said, that you have this wall where the bottom half of the wall extends more into the doorway. So if you're looking not a bird's eye view, but looking straight in, what you see is something like this. Here's a person. Right? And it looks like this. Maybe over here there's a door frame. Over here it looks like that. It's sort of like a shelf. And then it continues. It might be a frame. It might actually be like posts, seeing them, or it might just be Rosh Hashanah. So the shaila is, where do you put, assuming that this is the right side, if this is the right side, if this broken wall is the right side, you put the mezuzah over here, and the top half is further away, you put the mezuzah over here, and the bottom half is closer. So that's what the Nesivus writes. He quotes, because it depends how tall it is. If the bottom segment is 10 tefachim tall, then you put it on the bottom segment. And remember, that means you put it on the shlish ha'elyon of the bottom segment. So the bottom segment might, if the bottom segment is 39 inches, 42 inches, let's say. Chodes. 39 inches also chodes. 39 inches. So 2/3 of 39 inches is 26 inches. So you're going to put it a little more above 26 inches off of the ground, like this, right? But the whole mini wall only is hip high, 10 tefachim high. So I'm putting it. You gotta really be careful not to put it to tefach ha'elyon, because we said tefach ha'elyon is pasul, and it might be very tempting to put it tefach ha'elyon because it's, you can reach it. Here's the one case where the kids have an easier time reason to reach them as an adult. So you have to be careful not to put tefach ha'elyon of that 10, 11 tefach high wall, and you can put them in the shlish ha'elyon, ideally, but it's chilas, shlish ha'elyon. It'll be above your knees, but not that much. But it'll be like halfway up between your knees and your hips. Where a usual 81 inch doorway, and I said, shlish ha'elyon will probably be shoulder height. Yeah.
Let's say it was approximately shoulder height or something. Wouldn't it be better to put it a tefach below the top of the wall so that way you can be able to? We have there's the machlokas regarding if the wall of the mezuzah is extremely high.
Can I exactly? So you think this is a reverse? Mezuzah says that the door post is so low, I should have to connect it to Yosef that you were showing me. That's interesting, right? The problem is. But that's not even the doorpost at all. The Nesivus would say that this upper pitzim, that's not the door. The door is
sure,
here.
I was just thinking, if the bottom part is up to my shoulder, then the next part is extends to the ceiling. Wouldn't it, as opposed to just putting it at the beginning of the top shlish?
Should maybe move it a little higher.
Just
keep it out of tefach el. You're saying if this, usually these pieces are nowhere near.
Yeah.
They end way below your shoulders. So if, let's say I have a piece that taka ends at eye height.
Yeah.
So then maybe keep it out of tefach el. Maybe it's better to put it near the top of shlish ha'elyon connected to Yosef. Maybe, yeah, maybe like that Yerushalmi, but applied in the opposite direction. Not that it's going to be a lower to connect to Yosef, but I'll raise it. Especially since, according to Machlokes Rosh and Rambam, whether you even prefer the lower half of Shlish Ha'elyon to the rest of it or not. So here, maybe that plus it could be, doesn't make a difference. Some would say there's no preference for the bottom of Shlish Ha'elyon. Plus, if you're Shalmi, yeah, that's an interesting point. Probably would. Yeah. All right.
So Rashi's corner case has a mashkov going across.
Yeah. In other words, yeah, it has to be that there's a mashkov. Which might just mean that I took a bite out of the walls, but not all the way up to the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
I took a bite out of the first 7 feet of the wall, but then you have the top couple of feet of the wall that swings around all four sides fully. That's where Moshe writes. But if it's totally gone to the ceiling, so then there's no... There's not going to be. Okay, Bosa, thank you so much.